because of the nature of the time, you are being asked to operate in a slightly different way. There are times in your life when your job is to learn how to fly, to get in the plane, and to fly the plane. In the times we are in now, you are asked to prepare the landing strip for the plane. And this is a rather unique thing, because many things are coming in. And we are sure you feel that from time to time, that personally or in your world, however that is, many things are coming in. And our job is to prepare the landing strip. And so what does that actually mean? It means we do not control the plane or the cargo or the route. Sometimes not even the estimated time of arrival. None of that is our power. Our job is to make a smooth place for things to come to us. This is a very personal landing strip. The planes that are landing for us. And we need to make a place for that landing to take place, and for whatever is on board that plane to be received. What is your greatest ally in this situation? Your greatest ally is to remember how much you have the right to receive, how much the universe wants you to receive, and then to make a space for it. The next plane that comes in on the strip that you have prepared is for you. You want to make the landing smooth. You want to open the plane. You want to take in what that plane has brought to you. And when you do that, then you are operating in the right balance for the time that you are in. Many things now, you cannot make them. They cannot be made. You cannot push and force. Sometimes you cannot even train. This is a time for making a runway, letting the plane land, and then receiving what is on the plane. Now, what is your enemy then? Your enemy is saying, how do I know that plane is for me? How do I know I am worthy of what it might be bringing me? How do I know what it is bringing me? Should I be afraid? What should I be? How should I be with all of this landing and filling in, things coming to me? How do I handle that? Hopefully, what you will do is make yourself as big as you need to be. This is a thing that is a rather new learning for women. When something is coming to you, rather than hiding or shrinking or being afraid of it, our job is to become bigger with open arms and accept into our lives what the universe is sending us. Where we must have faith is that the right plane is landing. So we do not need to spend a great deal of angst, time worried about that, because the universe is sending the plane. And that is the thing that we want to remember. Now, we may have run into certain patterns from the past. When something good has come our way, the position has often been, that's not really for me. That cannot really be mine. Surely that is not mine. That must belong to someone else. We need to take a big broom and sweep all of those responses away. Because you are more than you were before. You have grown, you have expanded. And that is why when the plane lands, we want, if we cannot be joyful, we do at least want to be welcoming and not worry so much about what it means when something big or beautiful or new or different is coming to us. So that is the job, and that is the one we are going to speak a little bit about together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the bloom of peace all around you. Breathe in peace. Exhale fear. Breathe in the rose of love, the love that is for you, the love that knows and supports you. Breathe it into your body. Open the crown and fill with the golden light of the universe, the light that opens and awakens and encourages and grows. Feel the golden light flow into your third eye and clear the third eye so that your intuitive powers are strong. Feel it flow into your throat. And feel the throat center cleared of any communication that would take away from your true size and your true worth. Feel the flow of golden light into your heart. And let that golden light nourish your garden. Feel the golden light flow into the solar plexus and begin to displace any negative emotions, emotions you do not wish to take with you. Feel the golden light flow into your second center. And let that golden light displace shame and judgment, that you turn on yourself or anyone else. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the root, and let the golden light become a creative force in your root, bringing together all the energies that you need to accept what is brought to you and to build what your heart says to build. Feel that golden light spread through your body and heal and comfort and strengthen. And bring your attention back into your heart center. Look at the beautiful garden that you created. See all that you have grown and the places where you go to be safe and comfortable and nourished. And drink from the water in your heart center to nourish your spirit. Now look around you and see that a path has lighted, illuminated, and it calls you. And walk to that path. Step on the path and let it take you upward. Feel the air is full of blessing and take in all the blessing that is in the air around you. As you are moved upward, find that you have come to a place where there is only peace. Breathe it in, feel it all through yourself. Notice any symbol that might be in this place. Any color, any picture. Come back to the path and let it begin to bring you upward again. Upward to the place of freedom. Breathe in the energy to be free. Notice any symbol or picture or color that might be here for you. Now come to the path again. And let the path take you to the place of the gift. Resting the mind, let yourself know the gift. When you've known your gift, turn and come back down the path, still breathing in the blessings and all that they bring to your life. Come back to your heart center. Begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.